Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Fridays are the day that we sit around. We go, oh, I wonder what's going on. You know, is there anything happening in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend and into next week? And so, because we don't know anything, we turn our attention to our lifestyle correspondent, Jeffrey Pitts, who says, yeah, we got stuff going on, baby. Yeah, welcome.
I don't say it quite like that.
Well, I know you're not quite like that then. That's...
And you know stuff.
I do know stuff, but I don't know the stuff that you know.
In fact,
yeah,
you were nominated to be one of Des Moines' most likable
people.
What the
hell is the matter with people?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. Hey, what is the matter with you people? Who in the world would ever have invoked my name as one of the nicest people, or was it nice?
Most likable.
Most likable people.
I got to say, you are likable.
Nah, I'm not likable. I'm a curmudgeon. But, here's what I think people should do. You should vote for Maxwell Schaefer.
Okay.
Because Maxwell Schaefer is perhaps the nicest human being on the planet.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Maxwell Other
Schaefer,
than you.
Me? I'm not nice. I'm telling you. Likeable. Maybe.
Later in the year, we're going to have our most curmudgeonly person.
There you go. Put me in, baby. The Grump from Windsor Heights.
Is that your email?
That is, yeah. Dear Grump. You know, my favorite holiday movie is The Grinch.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a hero. Anyway, yeah, I love that. That's haul out the mistletoe, baby. We're in for the Grinch. All right.
For the Grinch.
So, yeah.
Likeable. People, get on Facebook, go to the most likable page, vote for Michael Libby.
Oh, boy.
Just hit like.
Yeah, right.
That'd be good.
It'd be all right. You know, I'd take it.
Yeah.
You know. But I am waiting for the grumpy, most grumpy person.
That's a landslide victory.
I know, yeah. I wouldn't even have to spend money on that. All right, what do you got?
Okay, tonight through Sunday, based on the award-winning Broadway musical and smash hit motion picture,
yeah,
Legally Blonde Junior is a fabulously fun journey of self-empowerment and expanding horizons.
Legally Blonde Junior.
Junior. Here's the storyline. When Elle Woods' high school boyfriend, Warner, dumps her and heads to Harvard, claiming she's not serious enough, Elle takes matters into her own hands, crafting a showy song and dance, personal essay, and charming her way into law school. It's at the Stoner Theater. Starts tonight, Friday night. Runs through the weekend.
All right. Nice.
Might be something.
Yeah, I think so.
It's right up your alley.
It is. Yeah, it'd be fun.
It's curmudgeonly.
Yeah, it is. No, it's nice. It's likable.
Also tonight, an evening with Paula Cole.
Paula Cole?
Yeah, you know her.
No. I have no idea.
Well, you should.
But I think she's probably likable. You think?
Apparently, people buy tickets to go see.
There you go. She's likable.
This is at the Temple Theater tonight. Runs through the weekend. Paula Cole is the voice behind Peter Gabriel's Secret World Live. And hits Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? I Don't Want to Wait. And the Brave Brazen double platinum album, The Fire.
Yeah, there you go.
Again, this is why we need Parker Reed.
Yeah, where is Parker Reed? What the hell happened to
Parker,
him?
Parker, where are you? He's sick today. He's got a... He said he's...
Listen.
He's got a throat thing. He can't
talk.
You're
21 years old, you don't get sick. Come on. All right. Poor Parker.
All right, so this is a jazz singer. This is at the Temple Theater. Paula Cole.
Got it.
Yep. Also starting tonight... They showed up for the free cookies and stayed, much to the town's dismay. From the best-selling children's book, The Playhouse embarks on its 20th year, the best Christmas pageant ever.
Grinch?
No, that's the name of the show.
The best.
What is this, Evan Costello? Who's on first?
Oh, yeah. So, 20 years in the making of being wonderful.
Of course, The Playhouse has been around much longer than that. But yeah, they've been doing this for 20 years. Storyline, stopping in for a visit after hearing about free snacks offered at the church, the Herdman kids.
Oh, those kids.
The most inventively awful kids in history.
Get off my lawn.
Cast in the show. Get cast in this show called The Best Picture.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I've never seen this, never read it.
You know, I know lots of people, speaking of the holidays, I know lots of people who are already out scrounging around for holiday gatherings.
Yeah? Do you mean?
Oh, my wife is already, are there any Christmas open houses going on? Give it a rest. What, could you wait until we get to Turkey Day?
What's a Christmas open house?
I don't know. It's where people sell stuff. You know, you buy
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, the shopping.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think it's just the shopping thing. Anyway, it's one of the other reasons I'm so likable.
You are likable. Yeah, right. You try to be curmudgeonly. Yeah. Give it a valiant effort. Let's see. Saturday. Another one for kids. Goldie's Kids Club History Mystery. This is at the History Museum in downtown the East Village. You ask, what is that?
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was not wrong.
Be a detective and investigate objects from the museum's collection vault. And see if you can guess how the objects were used. Adults and children can work together to solve the history mystery. It does sound fun. This is where, you know, I've got a baby now.
Oh, yeah.
I look forward to doing things like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not
yeah.
quite old enough.
No, but this would be really something great for our grandkids. You know, you go there and see something. And say, okay, do you know how that was used?
For,
yeah,
right?
What is it for? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's, probably a lot of the things.
It's called a VCR.
Yes, it's called a VCR. A lot of the things, I'm sure, would be antiques today, but I'm still using them.
Adults and children can work together to solve the history mystery. The program is recommended for children 8 to 12 and must be accompanied by an adult.
Got it. At the Historical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I like it.
All right. Also this weekend, Saturday. This one's up here, Allie.
Yeah.
Zing. The Ugly Duckling.
The Ugly Duckling. Is this a play? Or?
Another play. We got a lot of plays, a lot of kids' stuff this time. Of the five eggs in Mother Duck's nest, one is the largest and last to hatch. Bigger and paler than the others, this last hatchling is treated as an outsider by Mother Duck and her ducklings.
It's a great story.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've read this either.
What? Oh, you will be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is in my future.
This is in your future, yeah. The Ugly Duckling, of course it will. Yes.
You've been right on the money pretty much as far as...
You know how many kids I got that I know of?
Okay, moving on. Drake Men's Basketball. Sunday and this coming Thursday.
All right.
Division I basketball in Des Moines. Although, this is still early in the season, so they're kind of playing. They're getting the Kings out. They're playing Co-College on Sunday and then Buena Vista on Thursday.
Buena Vista.
There should be
Storm
a chance
Lake.
To see the Bulldogs win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing against Buena Vista or Co-College, but they're just not. I don't think they're D1. Right?
I'm sure but it's not. Practice.
That's not practice.
Well, it's, you know, it's, yeah, I know.
Practice.
Practice. Ooh, practice.
We talking about practice?
Yeah, practice.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. How about next week?
Okay, what's going on next week?
Tuesday, there's something called an election.
No. Get out of here. Where? Not in this country. Yeah. You know, I cannot wait until the election happens, and then the 7th day of November, we get to start to focus on the 2020 election and the Iowa caucuses. I mean,
that is when the fun begins.
Oh, yeah. I know everybody is just chomping at the bit for this election to be over with so we can start in with the Iowa caucus system. I got it, man. I know. Yeah.
Man, I was out sick the other day.
What?
Turned on the TV, watched
you hanging around with Parker or something?
No, it was actually, that's a long story.
All right.
I turned on the Jeopardy at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Every single, I want to, I mean, I'm probably exaggerating, but I don't remember any commercial that wasn't a political. Yeah. Everyone, a hit.
And
just
you,
a hit. Just
and
on
you
both
know,
sides.
What's
like a
what's so
gutter
terrible,
war.
So terrible about this you know, there's no truth to most of it.
No.
No, there's just, it just.
I mean, it's all, yeah.
Crumbs. It's crummy.
It must work, though.
Well, you know, fear does.
Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
I don't know. Yeah, I always appreciate those commercials. I tell you one who's got one out that's really good.
Yeah.
And he's running for state auditor. It's Rob Sand. Uh-huh. And this is the one where, you know, his wife is in it. It's just a great commercial. Yeah, and she says, you know, he's really a frugal guy, you know, and he's out doing all this stuff, you know, trying to save money. And right at the end of the commercial, she says, the lights go out. And she's always going, Rob, Rob. You know, and the lights go out and it's dark. And she goes, Rob, turn those lights back. It just.
That is a good commercial.
Yeah, it was a good commercial. And, you know, it wasn't one of those hate filled things.
Positive.
Just, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Tell me what you're going to do, for crying out loud. Don't tell
people
me how bad.
Turn the lights out.
Turn the lights out.
You know, I once wrote a story about there's this bar over on the east side. And true story, I walk in there, whatever night it was, to write the story. And the lights are out. And I ask him why. He says he keeps the lights out. Unless somebody comes in.
What?
Save money on power. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
So you don't know if the place is open until you walk in.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Now, there's a marketing tip for you, ladies and gentlemen. Turn off the sign. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, so election day. Yes,
yeah,
it's on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Nothing more to say about that.
Nope.
Also, if you're not into, or if you've once you voted, to go to Dance Theater of Harlem. It's a leading dance institution of unparalleled global acclaim, it says.
Yeah.
Encompassing a performing ensemble, a leading arts education center, and something called Dancing Through Barriers. A national. There's a lot of hype here. Okay, this was founded in the 60s. It is one of the elite dance institutions. It's especially geared to bring in kids from Harlem, but not exclusively. But there's a
Got
lot.
It.
And this will be at the Civic Center.
Oh,
this is
wow.
a big deal, right?
It is a big
yep.
deal.
Yep. So,
very nice.
Civic Center, 7:30.
What day? Is
that Tuesday? Tuesday. Election day.
Tuesday. So you can go vote and then go do that.
Go do it. Yep.
I think there's going to be a lot of people voting this year.
Think so?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've been looking at the numbers.
Yeah,
I have been. I've been kind of keeping close tabs on the absentee ballot numbers that are out there.
Yeah,
oh,
are
yeah.
they high?
Here in Iowa, they're just off the charts.
You vote yet?
Oh yeah,
I like to do it on the day.
I don't. Old I fashion. Like to vote early. And here's why, you know, because you know, then people don't bug you, because the various parties know whether or not you voted or not, because they're tracking these ballots.
Yeah,
and if you haven't voted yet. They'll call you, come by your house. They'll, you know, I know because I've been out knocking doors, bothering people. Hey, have you got your ballot in yet? No, give it to me. I'll make sure it gets in. So yeah, So I vote early. As a matter of fact, I voted like
you vote early, you vote often.
Yeah, me in Chicago. So yeah, that's why I'm so likable. Everybody likes Mike. All right.
Okay, let's see. What do you want next? What do you feel like here?
I don't know. Your turn.
Thursday, an evening in Tuscany.
Tuscany.
Oh, presto. The fourth annual fundraiser dinner benefiting the Italian-American Cultural Center of Iowa features rich and diverse cuisine from the Tuscan region. Known for... A bunch of words I cannot pronounce.
Yeah. But they do have those really cool trees.
All ending in vowels. Do they? What kind of trees?
They're kind of like tall, narrow trees, and you see them all over the place. Yeah, I mean, in Tuscan, that is.
I've never been.
Oh, well. Yeah.
What's Tuscan?
Pictures.
Like? Have you been to Tuscan?
No, I've never been. I've seen pictures. I've seen them pictures. Where is that?
Italy?
Yeah, all right. All right, so food and fuel and...
Food. It's at the Embassy Club downtown.
Got it.
And should be fun. Sounded fun.
I know some people that would...
Who doesn't like Italian?
Oh, yeah. I know some Italian. I was just with Tony Colosimo the other day.
Yeah?
Who's a Southsider. Yeah, he's just a great guy. And we were talking about stuff, you know.
Related to Katie Colosimo?
Yeah, it's his. It's her dad.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, Katie, who works with the City View.
Yep.
And yeah. Tony Colosimo. I mean, you're just the name. Uh-huh. Tony Colosimo. Yeah, you know. I said, where are you from, Tony? South side of Des Moines. Sounds like Chicago, man. But yeah, he's a cool guy.
Good.
Owns Sparta Waste Company. Yeah.
What do they do?
Oh, waste. but he is the guy on recycling. You know, most of the recycling that you attempt to do ends up in the landfill anyway.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's contaminated. Anyway, so, yeah, it's on the Business News Hour. We had a segment with Tony. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. All right. So, the Italian festival.
Food, is it true custom. That recycling is actually worse for the environment?
Well, it depends.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it just depends. You know who's got it together, apparently?
Who?
Europe. Because here in the United States, and according to Tony, this is what he said, one of the reasons that we mess this up so badly is because we've got so much land out there that we can bury trash in. All right, so Europe doesn't have that, so they have to have other ways to go about dealing with their trash. So they burn a lot of it for energy. They recycle like crazy over there. I mean, cans go here, glass goes here, da-da-da. Yeah, it's really quite amazing. And you know the other thing that he said? Ladies and gentlemen, sorry, we're way off topic here, but one of the things he said is the state of Iowa, unlike other states, says that you cannot use glass in the underlayment of highways.
That's an Iowa rule?
Right. And he says it makes no sense because what you do is you grind this glass up, and it's sand, really, and you use this as a bedding or underlayment. And other states allow it, but for some reason they don't here in Iowa. I don't know why. I don't know why. But
it was a lobbying group.
Who knows? Yeah, the glass people. I don't know.
Broken glass. Streets are made of broken glass, huh? Yeah. How about that?
There you go. Sorry, we were off on a tangent there.
All right, last one. Next Wednesday.
Yep.
The Music of Cream.
50th Cream.
Anniversary World Tour. Cream was a chemical explosion like no other.
My brother was really into Cream.
Was he?
Yeah. He's 4.5 years younger than I am, and he was really into Cream.
She getting tickets?
Yeah.
The blueprint for every supergroup to follow, and the heavy blues precursor to Hendrix, Zeppelin, and so much more.
There you go.
Cream.
Where are they at?
Civic Center.
Nice.
7:30. Sharp.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
All right. That, ladies and gentlemen, Stuff to Do in the Metro with Jeff Fitz from City View. Thanks so much, Jeff, for doing it.
Thank you.
As always, for all of us associated with Insight on Business of the News Hour, our production coordinator is Chap Ramsey. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for the missing Parker Reed. Sick, huh?
Rest those vocal cords, Bart.
There you go. All right. My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.